We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know.
There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family. Independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm here with my co-host Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. We've got a special guest, Jay.
Yes, we do. I was adjusting.
We're jumping right in. You notice that?
You've got no so many things here going on. This is one of Bill's, this is only Bill's 34th job that he has. I had to reach over to turn down because I had turned my earphones all the way up when we couldn't get it working.
And I was loud.
And you were super loud.
I'm shot out of a cannon today. That's no question.
And I had to reach over and I realized as I was reaching over, it looked like I was pulling a Donald Trump on Noah over here.
Was there inappropriate touching going on? Yeah. Were you uncomfortable?
I was very uncomfortable.
You need a safe space, Noah. You need a safe space.
You know what, Bill? When you're a celebrity,
why did
they just
slam on Trump.
When you're a celebrity, they just let you do it. Well, because he was awake. If he were asleep, I would. When they're awake and they're fighting you back, it's a Trump. If they're asleep, it's a Cosby. That's just how it goes.
Got it. Unbelievable.
Bill, when you're a celebrity, they just let you do it.
We're going to bypass you. All right. So, You got a lot going on.
Oh, I got tons going on.
Tell me.
Yes. So I am a part of a comedy group known as Plus Two Comedy.
Okay.
And we are a trio that tours the country doing anime and video games. And
not improv.
No, we do improv as well. Yes. Yeah. We offer basically anything that they want.
Yeah.
We will offer. That's the thing about these conventions is we say stand-up comedy and they don't understand what that means.
Right.
They just know that they need content for cheap. So they contact us.
Content for cheap.
How cheap are you?
That's get them into radio.
Yeah,
I was going to say we're well versed in content for cheap. Right. That's a thing.
I had a dream ever since I was a child to be a stand up comedian and make no money. So this was the best way to do it.
Yeah, there's about 15,000 better ways to make money than doing it as a stand up. In all honesty, you could be selling used furniture in a warehouse and be doing three times better than the best comic.
I was going to say greeter at Walmart, but. Either way.
Greeter at Walmart has to fake being happy far more than a comic does. And so I could never do it. You know, it's so sad when you see the old guy. And I know that
I think it's happiness.
This is you and me. We have a different point of view on life.
It's sad because they get paid more than you.
Number one, that's a sadness. Number two, it's just, you know, I hate people. So the idea that your job is to look at people all day long.
I don't think you have the energy to hate. I think you just prefer to not be around.
That's right.
I think that's what it is.
I would tell
it's a preference.
If I had that job, I would go and I would do it for like a half hour. Then I would say, I'm taking a break. And then I'd sit in the bathroom for 7.5 hours until they fired me. That's what I would do. And then I would sue them for wrongful firing because I'll say you're ageist.
That could be my retirement job.
Because you Walmart like talking reader? To people.
Yeah. I like talking
time.
To people. I'll say hi when they come in. I'll check their receipt. See, I'll check their receipt on the way out. No. I want to do the receipt check on the way and then talk to them about what they bought.
Bill, you're too big now to be a Walmart greeter. You're going to have to be a casino greeter like an old boxer. You're going to have to be that guy that stands there.
Oh, that's it.
You know, like Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, just shaking hands on the way in.
But right now, as we're saying this, my mind already jumped to some of the receipts coming out of Walmart. And I'm thinking I should be reading those receipts and having conversations with the people about their buying choices.
I think that of all the people in the world, you're probably happiest at CVS when you get that long tree-destroying receipt at the end.
I love that.
You're buying a stick of gum and they're like, yeah, here's 1,900. How many trees died for that? You know.
It's a net gain for the tree population. So print those emails. That's why it's on there.
But because the foresting, the lumberjacks will plant new trees.
They plant new trees. Right. The paper companies plant more trees than anyone. It's very exciting stuff. I had a producer here who was in a lumber producing family.
Did you know?
What are the chances of that?
Did you know? And a lot of people don't know this. Along that same path, the oil industry raises dinosaurs. So every time they extract out a bunch of oil, they send out a bunch of triceratops.
That's how
they just, you know, die John and make new oil. That's true. That's exactly right. Jurassic Park is just an oil scheme.
Yeah. Not a lot of people know that.
This is what you get when you're part of the deep state. When you're part of the deep state, you get these emails. You guys don't understand.
What are you guys talking about?
Jessica, I lost the thread on this a good 5 minutes ago.
Oh, no.
I slipped in a Jurassic Park reference. That's all I had.
That was impressive. Well, that was impressive.
But that's part of what I was interested in because you do a specific show for a specific subgroup.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt you with your fans in case they're listening, but would nerds be an appropriate word?
Yeah, nerd is the word
for them?
We like. We like the word nerd.
Why?
We like the word geek now.
The comic book thing.
The comic book
geek is better than nerd.
No, it depends on how you feel about it. I'm more of a nerd person. The origin of geek is the person who used to bite the heads off of chickens at freak shows. So I'm not a big fan of geek. Yeah, that's where the word geek comes
from. Get out of here.
And I believe nerd
did
comes
you know
from
that?
Seuss.
No.
I didn't know that. How would you know that? Of course
I didn't
you didn't know
biting
that.
Heads off of chickens
was a thing.
Yes. Yeah, that was a sideshow thing. That's where geek comes from. Nerd, I believe, is
how did
Dr.
they arrive
Seuss.
With geek from
I
a dead
have no
chicken.
Idea where you, ca- you know it came from.
Still better than Walmart greeter.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't call me that. Don't call me or my fans Walmart greeters. Yeah,
given the choice, I would gladly take it.
When is this episode airing? I have a reason for asking this.
This will probably be a week from Wednesday.
Oh.
Because we have Jonathan Van Hallam is coming last week. And then this.
All right. I say that because there's a comic convention coming to Great Adventure. So I'm doing a panel discussion with Dean Cain.
Oh,
from
Superman. Cool is that?
Superman. Yeah, that's way cool.
My stepbrother went to Princeton with Dean Cain.
No kidding.
And I went to TCNJ with nobody. So you realize?
Nice.
Well, no, I didn't go. I didn't go with anybody. It was just me. I am a notable graduate from TCNJ.
You're
on Wikipedia.
The notable graduate.
Yep. If you look there,
are you really?
Yes. If you go to Wikipedia,
anyone can edit on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it was me.
Thank you. Because I feel a little better because I'm not a notable anything.
But you went to a big college.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I went to TCNJ. This doesn't say anything about me. It says everything about TCNJ. The people from TCNJ have to work harder. If I'm standing out, you haven't worked hard enough. That's all I'm saying.
You do make a good point.
I'm just saying, TCNJ, raise your game. Come on, guys.
So I want to understand, Noah. You get invited to like Comic-Con, things like that, and you do stand up for people that are dressed in costumes?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we do. We write very specific jokes. I used to, and it felt weird.
Yeah, really?
Like, because it's like, I want to relate with you guys. I'm also Speed Racer.
I would think it would be weird if you weren't in a costume.
Everyone expects.
I would agree.
Like, because every comedian starts with, I know what you're thinking, I look like, and if I'm already dressed as Speed Racer, my first joke is ruined.
I see you as more of a Racer X type. I'm just saying.
Racer X?
I think you're a Racer X
type. Who is Racer X?
I don't know, but
I have suspicions.
You're a man of mystery. I would go as the monkey.
As the monkey.
I don't think Jessica's ever heard of Speed Racer.
I cannot relate to guys talking about sports, and this is like a whole nother level.
Here's what's worse. This is not even real sports. This is a cartoon that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? We should start talking about. We should start talking about Let's Plays.
Oh, yeah, we could do that too.
So that we can remove ourselves completely from the action.
Is it just comics, or like, do you do furry conventions?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too.
Is that what you were thinking? That's all I'm thinking about, the crazy furry thing.
We've played a few things. What's the rating of this this here
it's
show?
It's E. You can say whatever.
E for everyone?
E for explicit.
Okay, you excellent. Explicit, we have done something that used to exist. It actually, due to scandal, has been shut down, called the Geeky Kink Event.
Oh, boy.
And it was where nerds met kinky sex situations, and we performed and we opened for a band called Calamity Menagerie, which was a furry band.
I should say
you opened a comedy act for a furry band.
For a furry band.
Do you know how weird this whole thing sounds?
Yeah. Oh yeah, my life is madness.
Wow.
Right. First off, does the band come dressed as like the Chuck E. Cheese band? Because I figure like
No. It was only the lead guitarist is a furry.
Yeah.
And then they had
easy in full furry costume.
Full furry, and then they had a xylophone player. The band was awesome. They were absolutely incredible.
Here's number one, Bill. We said it when we first met, why we need bullies. We need someone to come along and explain to the furry guy why this is not okay.
I'm accepting
of your sexuality. Take off the furry outfit.
We did. This is why you thought of it. We did this interview on Chasing News.
Are they sex conventions?
Yeah.
He's just saying yes. They were called Kink Fest.
Right. Well, the one I went to, it was a sex convention.
I asked the question, and they got insulted, I think. They're like, this is about our love of furry animals, not about our stuffed animals or whatever the hell they're
peace,
doing.
Peace, love, unity.
Right? I insulted them, insinuating that was there some sexual component to this?
Yeah.
I think it's a normal question.
That's kind of...
Right?
It'd be similar if you walked up to a police officer and said, oh, handcuffs, I know what you're up to.
So that's how they took it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because it's just like, this is just what I enjoy being like.
Except that the police officer serves a function and the furry does not necessarily serve
a function. I'm going to call the Philly Fanatic right now. I'm going to have you say that to his nose.
You know,
yeah, that's a good point. Yes.
Philly Fanatic. Interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't never consider him a furry.
Well, it depends on what you want to do with that tongue.
Yeah.
Wow.
Philly Fanatic.
Wow. I was about to tell my Philly Fanatic story at Ryan's Quest. He was there.
Oh, wow.
And
why do
we
you
did
have
the
a Philly...
point. Because he came in, he was really friendly. And
wait, you have a Philly Fanatic story? That's it?
No, that was it.
You guys did the
I got
point.
Him the point.
Oh.
That's all.
You got a Philly Fanatic sentence.
Yes.
It was a good sentence.
He doesn't have a tongue, does he?
Oh,
he does. He has that.
Yeah,
he's got like the thing. The
trumpet.
What do you call it?
He's aardvarky.
What do you call it, though? It's like a kid's thing. Like a blower, right?
I call it one ticket to paradise.
See, you're
Bill.
The one
that's
calling
call
it a blower.
No,
all right?
No, the thing that
walking
you're the
right
one sexualizing the Philly Fanatic
called?
Right now.
It's like a party favor for a birthday party.
It's like a like a balloon.
What do you call that
thinger?
I said trumpet, kazoo.
Is that what you call it? A kazoo.
Kazoos play music.
They do not well.
By the way.
No.
A kink fest for nerds, is that like when they're with someone else? Is that how that works? It's
nerds
like,
have
somebody
more...
else was here.
See, here's the thing. And like, I'm not trying to insult my fans. And if you're listening to this, hey, thanks. But like, nerds have spent so many years being rejected that when we meet someone.
I would know about that.
Yeah. See, when we meet someone, it's like, listen, I will have sex with you, but I'm really into knives. Most nerds are like, all right, I'm here.
Take it out.
Yeah. So, and like, I went to this kink convention and they had a dungeon that you can just walk through. And it's like no inhibitions at all. And like just people naked walking around.
No, wait, you got doing stuff. I think we should qualify this. You went, or perhaps clarify is a better term. Mm-hmm. You were invited to perform, or you were attending, and you're like, hey, this is great.
To perform.
Okay, got it.
And we did like two or three shows there. And then since, you know, we provide 3 hours of content, and they're like, it's a weekend convention, you know, feel free to hang out. And I was like, well, bet your ass I'm going to at least walk around this place and see what the hell's going on.
Kingfest.
And I was walking down the hallway, and this dude ran by me screaming, you got to see this. It's so artistic. And I was like, all right, I'm going to follow this guy.
Did he hit the R real hard? Because he could have been saying autistic.
No,
you don't
no.
Know. 100%.
Artistic.
Okay, I was making sure.
And I walked into this room, and it was a woman handcuffed wearing a pumpkin. And I was like, oh.
What do you mean wearing a pumpkin? Like a real
pumpkin? Wearing a pumpkin.
She was only wearing a pumpkin.
Was it like a big cartoon pumpkin with suspenders on pictures?
No, it was like a jack-o'-lantern.
Now, like, Jessica is paying particular attention because she has a wedding coming up.
Okay.
And she's looking for ideas. And I would imagine, Jessica, you're processing this right now.
Well, something.
This type of kink is called
and pumpkin
sloshing.
Wearing maidens.
Yes.
Do you think people in the middle
ages? Was she wearing the pumpkin? Like as a hat?
It was wearing it over her head, and this way the insides would get all over her. And I found it was called sloshing.
Sloshing.
Ew.
Yes.
Why is that grossing me out?
It's disgusting.
So much.
Because the inside of a pumpkin is the grossest thing.
I know,
thing
it is
possible.
The grossest thing.
Sloshing.
I can think of.
It's like sloshing. When you get water in your shoe and it's muddy outside. Yes.
This is the fear that I have.
This is knowledge I didn't need. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. I'd like to forget that I know that.
You don't want
to
learn more?
Like, I now know sloshing. Like, yeah. I'll never forget. That's a hashtag.
I am the cabinet to Narnia. There's a whole world you don't know about that I can bring you to.
Gross Narnia. That's the biggest fear that I have. I don't care. If my son comes home and is gay, that's fine. But if he comes home with a girl with a pumpkin on her head, I'm like, you know what? We eat pumpkins at this table.
That's where you draw the line? That's where you draw the line.
If he's like
sloshing.
That,
no sloshing.
You should know
the black
I'm a slosher. Get out of my house. I can't.
A furry slosher.
Yeah.
Hashtag slosher rice. Hey, Bill, did I ever tell you about the time I walked in on a gay orgy? Did I ever tell you this story?
No, I figured this is, I guess this is the podcast to tell that story.
Did you guys want to hear my gay orgy story?
Is there any chance of you not telling it?
No.
Not at all.
None.
Is Excellent. It going to amount to what we expect by this point?
So here's what happened.
You really have set expectations. That's true.
I was driving by the Berlin News Agency. I was coming back from Atlantic City. I had a week in Atlantic City. I was driving home every night. And every time I drove by, it was like at 2 o'clock in the morning.
561?
Route 73.
73.
Berlin News Agency right after the circle on Route 73 in Berlin. And it was packed. Like 2 a.m. packed. And I'm like, what's going on in here? And I'm curious about this. Mm-hmm. So I walk in and like Saturday night. I'm
two
like,
in the morning, you were curious.
I want to know what's happening. I
need to be here. Well, have you done that drive before? It's just Pine Barrens.
It's nice.
Yes, yeah, I have done that drive. Nothing, yes, that's true.
And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people.
Yeah. And I was like, why are so many people at a news agency? Is there a particular issue of Time that everybody's trying to get a hold of? I wanted to know what was going on. I was curious. So I pull in, I walk inside, and if you walk into the Berlin News Agency, the opening part is like an actual news agency, but it's like the size of where you're sitting, Bill. It's like a real small cubicle. And I was like, yeah, where is everybody? And the guy gives me a look like, yeah, like you, right. And he kind of like motions past beads. And I'm like, all right, well, let me go through and see what's going on. So I go through the beads, and it's like pornography. It's just like just rows and rows of pornography. And I'm like, well, this is, I can deal with this, but still no
Hence
people.
It's the bead separation.
Right.
In case there are kids in the store. I get that.
Exactly. But there's still no people. So I look up and I see a sign that says video booths. And in my head, I am the most innocent pervert in the world because in my head, all I could think of was what kind of pornography is in booths that's so good that people are coming out to see this pornography? This has got to be fantastic pornography.
Oh,
I want to see this pornography. So I walk into the video booth section. I walk around a corner. And the only way I can describe it is it was like a writhing gay hump
monster.
Yeah. So you're following the sounds.
Katamari Damacy.
Right. It was just like, if you could just picture it.
Where was this now? You're going through the beads. So you see the sign.
For the booths.
You went into a booth. Door. There was another door, like
and
a third room.
And it was like rows of booths, but in the center, it was just like a bunch of dudes just banging in the center. Wow. Right? Now, I'm a liberal, Bill. Yeah. So in my head,
it still
I'm like,
scarred you.
Well, no, in my head, I was like, I want to be sex positive about what you're doing, but also send a signal. I'm not here for this. So like I freeze for a second and I look over and there's a guy kind of like taking a knee outside the hump monster. Like, I guess he's just taking a breather before he hops back in.
Tebow.
And he looks over at me. He gives me like a head nod, like, hey, you want to join the hump monster? And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, no, no, no. I think it's great that you're doing it. Explore what you want to do, right. But I got to get out of here. So I run out.
Oh, my God.
And I run past the guy, and I'm like, you should have warned me. And I go to my car, and I didn't know who else to call, so I called my brother. He was still alive at the time. And I was like, Greg, did you know that the Berlin News Agency is just where they have gay orgies? And to this day, I'm disturbed. My brother went, yeah, I knew that. I was like, but how did you know that? He was like, I don't know, just everybody knows that. I'm like, I don't think everybody knows that. He's like, no, the people I run with know that. So that's my gay orgy story. I didn't jump in.
So you call your brother and he says that's not news.
Yeah, my brother, that was not at the Berlin News Agency. My brother was well aware of it.
So that's like code word.
I guess
headed
so.
To the Berlin News Agency. Is that the code?
If you have a friend or relative that is going to get magazines at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's what they're doing.
They are having a gay orgy. I am 100% okay with a gay orgy.
I find it unsettling, this whole thing.
Well, here's what I find
unsettling. There's so many levels that I'm uncomfortable now.
No one stopped you on the way in? Like, you might not want to go back there?
No, because
I feel like I should have stopped the conversation. I couldn't even do that.
I thought we were going to talk about comic books.
Comic books and geeks.
I think the guy thought that I was playing coy. Like, that I was.
Well, there's a question. And then he feels like you panicked and couldn't deal with it and ran out. No, just so you know, the podcast really does devolve into Jay's therapy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He has to do an clearly, this has been pent up for some time. Yeah. Jay and the gay orgy. I want to voice one of concern, Jessica. I'm going to appeal to your sense of balance and the way you are measured with all this.
Okay.
Can we not let that be the title of this podcast?
Gay orgy with Noah.
Can Jay's gay orgy not be the title of the podcast?
No, I think
Jay
it has
does
to.
Name the podcast, mm-hmm. so we can argue against it.
How about Jay feeling
you can
curious?
It, right?
We can present an argument or talk to Lou, maybe nicely.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I know that I'm not curious, because I saw the gay orgy and there was no part of me that wanted to join in.
Sure until that moment?
Well, I mean, you never know.
You do have issues.
I mean, you never know if maybe there's like a feeling that'll crackle inside you when you see it and you'll be like, wow,
so
I wish I was
questioning.
In this.
You're
well,
questioning
I think everybody
the
is in question.
Are you the Q?
I know I'm not Q anymore.
LGBTQ.
I was Q right up for answered.
Asked and answered.
I'm a big A.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very
disturbing.
To this day, I think, you know, we were talking about jobs.
No, it's like, what the hell am I doing here? How did this happen?
If you're thinking about jobs that suck, I think.
Actually, no, you started this. You went with the whole.
I shouldn't have taken us down
right?
the road.
It was your fault. Yeah.
Here's jobs
Berlin
that suck.
News Agency.
Number one.
What else do we not know about?
Number one, Walmart greeter. Number two, furry band member. Number three, guy who cleans up after the gay orgy at the Berlin News Agency. Yeah. Could you imagine what that smells
Who's
like?
Who's the guy that does the dirty jobs?
Ew.
Oh, yeah, Mike Rowe.
Oh, there
Mike
we go.
That's it.
Mike Rowe. It's like, oh, you've gone on an oil derrick before? Buckle up.
I feel like you have this episode will frighten many people who I've been imploring to subscribe and download. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, really. It's funny. And then
I think it's going to be people
this
going.
Blow it up.
I think it's going to be people going. You know what? I'm going to the Berlin News Agency.
Is that what you think?
I finally know where to go to get my Q's aid.
I think you should study the demographic reports that we do on people who are listening.
Listen, NJ 101.5's core demographic are Berlin News Agency guys at 3 o'clock in the morning banging.
Janitors wondering about the smell.
I knew it.
Wow. I think you need a power washer, don't you think? I mean, you'd go in and just have to, you know, take that scum right off the floor.
Well, I thought we established that it's not an actual news agency. It's just a name.
They sell newspapers.
I'm talking about they do. I mean, they have
Are they still open?
They actually do sell newspapers.
I saw the other
day. I thought it was like a pipe tobacco.
Well, yeah, they have tobacco.
Right? Like a tobacco newsstand.
Mm-hmm. And they sell a lot.
You know what this place is.
Oh, I definitely know. I mean, I'm sure. I used to take 73. Isn't that where the waving sign Jesus is, and you got to wave when you go by the church on the right?
Oh, I know.
And if you wave, you don't get a ticket.
Did you know that was going on there that whole time?
What?
No, this is right down the street. There's a church, like way down.
Actually, Jesus covers his eyes now. He's looking at the Berlin Museum.
I think so. I think you're probably right.
Like, I don't think I'm allowed to see it. My dad said I couldn't watch this. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, Noah, back to... wow, there's no segue back. There's no way to transition back.
I saw Infinity War, guys. It's pretty good.
Did any good books lately? See any movies? I don't know.
Here's what I wanted to bring up, because I'm...
It's like a punch in the gut.
I'm obsessed with subgroups.
Yeah.
And it seems to me... Because you perform with your girlfriend, Laura.
Yes.
Right? And who couldn't be here with us today. Yes. But, like, to bring a girl with you to this, is it like you returning from the moon with a moon rock?
And not anymore.
There's more girls at these things.
Yeah. Like,
it's... When I went, there wasn't.
Yeah.
There was less girls at the gay orgy. You know, there's more girls at the gay orgy than there was at comic book conventions when I was going.
Yeah, I mean, the world of nerd has kind of like opened up a bit. We're, you know, it's more, you know, accepted now to be a nerd, and it's not something that we're supposed to hide that, you know.
Do you find that nerds are doubling down, though? Because one of the things I've always found is that there was a lot of gatekeepers in the nerd community. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be a real Marvel fan unless you know da-da-da-da-da. Yeah,
the gatekeeping is still a thing where it's, you know, it's an ostracized group that found a place that they're safe, that now everyone is going.
Are mean to everyone else that wants to get into it.
It's not so much that they're mean. It's just like, you know, I like comic books too. It's like, oh, really? Then, you know, name five Squirrel Girl villains. Like, we want to make sure you're part of the group.
Right.
And you're not a spy here to kill us.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, though.
Do people infiltrate the comic book events?
I mean, there are people that were there for just attention, which is a new thing that's kind of shown up.
Interesting.
Is where...
So they show up in costume.
They show up in costume, and then it's like, oh, they're here for attention. We should yell at them. And then it's like, well, I'm here for attention, too. I think it's fine.
Should introduce Noah to Jason.
Oh, interesting.
Who's Jason?
He's our senior producer at the show. He's a huge Star Trek fan.
Oh, yeah. Right? I think
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Star Trek, not Star Wars.
He wears some outfits like
His phone is a communicator.
Oh, okay, cool. Right? Cool. Yeah, good stuff. It's, you know...
I think they're called Trekkers now, right?
Trekkers.
Not Trekkies?
Trekkies are the old school ones. If you got in on New Generation, you're Trekker.
Really?
Yes.
God, I've
There's a whole
so
documentary
I've
on Trekkies that's
a lot
fantastic.
Which is why we're talking about subgroups.
You know what's interesting? I have forgotten the first thing that I learned. Don't remind me.
All right, I won't tell you.
No, the pumpkin thing. I don't remember what that's called. I've already forgotten about
that. I've got
new information. How about that? But like,
I only have a set amount of room in my head. So you've now pushed things out, and I've got something else coming in.
But what we try to do is we try to cater towards whatever, you know, group we're going to. The last show we did was a sci-fi and anime convention, Japanese culture. So we had jokes specifically for that. The strangest one, believe it or not the kink one, was I did a Lego convention.
I bet that was cool.
And I was like, oh, cool. So I'll write a bunch of Lego jokes. So I wrote, you know, all these Lego jokes, and I walked out. I was like, who likes Legos? And they did not care.
Yeah.
And I was like,
how old were they?
Well, they were like between 3 and 99.
Yeah.
I was doing all these jokes, and a lot of people were like, just go out there and say, you know, screw Duplo. And I bet you'll get an applause break. I was like, that's dumb. I'm not going to do that. I got no response. I walked off stage. The next guy went up and went, hey, Duplo's boo, standing ovation. I was like, damn it. So after the show.
What
is Duplo? Is that the
Duplo's are like ripoff.
The rival
Lego.
Oh, all right. Fake Legos.
I'm off to the side and I'm like bummed out. And somebody walks up to me and he goes, hey, man, tough show, right? And I was like, yeah, thanks for rubbing that in. He goes, yeah, just so you know, it's like nails on a chalkboard hearing you say the word Legos. It's Lego. There's no S at the end.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do your research, Noah.
Exactly. I'm coming in and I'm like, I'm a nerd and I'm part of the group. And then I'm doing the one thing that the group doesn't do. So they're like, oh, screw that guy. Yeah, yeah.
So nothing else
worked. The first words out of my mouth were, yay, Legos.
Oh,
wow.
So, like, it's a form of, like, gatekeeping, I guess. But it's also kind of like, a BS detector where it's like, oh, you're going to come in here and talk to us about Lego and you don't know anything
about
it.
His follow-up joke was describing what a naked female looked like. And that's when they doubled down. Like, this guy doesn't know us at all. Why would he do this? I'm trying to build a woman out of Legos.
Jay, I can't believe you didn't take the bait on the anime convention and all of a sudden get into a whole discussion of hentai. Bill, I was expecting that to come next.
Bill, did I ever tell you about the time I walked in on a squid orgy? Did I ever tell you that Bill? I was at the Seattle Fish Market. And I walked in. No, I'm only joking. Yeah.
I've been there. It's smaller than you think. It's smaller than it is on TV.
The nerd community. I worked at a comic book store for 6 years, believe it or not.
Did you really?
I did, yeah, in high school.
Where?
Comic Zone in Berlin. Down
really?
The Berlin News
were there
agency.
Beads? Were there beads?
There was no beads.
Okay.
But they did have adult comic books there.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, and I'm into a lot of stuff. I'm not into that. I was looking at it like, I don't know what's going on here. But yeah, you'd see these people come in. And it really is this weird thing of like, I don't have anybody in my life, but I'm putting up a wall based on comic books before mm-hmm. I'll let anybody in. And I'm like, no one's leaping over this wall. Like, no right. one's going to be like, how do I crack the nut of this overweight man child who doesn't know how to shave? You know, like, no one's going to try to leap over that wall. You got to lower the wall, nerds. Lower the wall, nerds.
I mean, I feel like it's not so much of putting up the wall to protect yourself, but when you're a nerd, you're constantly told that you shouldn't be, and there's like this pressure to kind of take it away. Right. Like, I think one thing that a nerd will be told many, many times is grow up.
Yeah, stop having sex with your pillow.
Maybe not that one.
These guys have sex with their pillows,
two
things.
Waifu. My waifu pillow. I'm going to say this, nerds, if you're listening. Stop with the waifu pillow.
I feel like this is something we shouldn't be talking about, even though it's kind of over my head right now.
What, having sex with a pillow? No. I think we've all been there.
What type of pillow?
What does that mean? Waifu pillow. I'm not following.
It's wafu.
Okay.
First and foremost.
Stop the wafus.
So, yeah, sometimes I'll be having sex with my waifu pillow. I'll step on a Lego.
Now, what is that? Is that a special kind of pillow?
No, so it's these neckbeard nerds. I'm sorry.
Tell your version and I'll tell my version. Nerd.
So the animes, right? The anime guys that are deep into this thing, there's senpai. Did I get that right?
You can just yell Japanese words.
I'm not following anything.
But, okay. So,
are you?
There's these
Jessica,
guys that get these pillows. They're body pillows with girls on them and they have sex with their body pillows. Am I right?
A body pillow?
Did I get this right? Where the hell come I see this all the time on Just Neckbeard Things on Reddit?
Because you're on Just Neckbeard Things on Reddit.
Get off of Reddit. I think you need to put the internet down for a couple days.
You know what? I'm going to double down. I'm a nerd, Bill. Don't tell me to grow up. I'm going to look at my waifu pillows all day long.
Well, seriously, what is the waifu pillow? Yeah. Is that a body pillow? It's like a big pillow?
How do you say it correctly?
Have you, like...
Waifu?
People were selling body pillows.
Right.
And basically, it's a big pillow that you can cuddle with. Right.
Okay.
So they also.
No judgment. We're just here to learn.
Okay. All right. But it was just like a big pillow that's comfortable to hold and stuff like that. Okay. So they started putting designs on it, and one of the designs is an attractive woman.
A waifu.
And this attractive woman may be a cartoon character, for example.
A waifu.
And maybe naked.
Maybe. Maybe scantily clad, things like that.
Did I ever tell you the time I walked in on a waifu pillow orgy? A lot of people don't know this.
No.
Is it the Berlin Pillow Agency?
Yeah.
No, but these guys, I see them on Just Neckbeard Things all the time. It's the pictures of them like with their 2D girlfriend versus 3D girlfriends. Have you seen these memes that run around?
Yeah, I believe that there's a subreddit of people making fun of people. These aren't reality
people.
It's
like the onion for...
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. That's a great way to put it. It's just there are people who are nerds.
See, that's a solid part of this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm with you, Noah. Don't worry.
Like, to say that there are a large group of people that are just like, I'm going to get home and fuck my pillow. You're wrong.
I feel like it's just a couple of people, but they're very large. So I think if you average it out, it's a pretty great group.
Is the waffle a brand? Or is it a type?
I'm probably
focused on the wrong thing here, I'm guessing.
I'm not familiar with the exact Japanese translation, but it's basically a woman you're obsessed with is your waifu.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's being applied to the pillow.
A pillow to be obsessed with.
Yes. It's a body pillow.
I'm looking it up right now.
To be honest, it's more of a pillow with a picture of your Wafu printed on it.
Yeah. Wafu. It's a fictional female character from non-living action visual media to whom one is attracted. So a Wafu pillow is a picture of a woman that you're attracted to on a pillow.
Mm-hmm. And is this anime or real person?
Anime.
It's anime.
Wow.
So I've told
which makes it better or worse? I don't know. I don't know if we're judging.
I have a question. Have you ever done a brony convention?
I've never done BronyCon down in Baltimore.
What is that?
Brony is someone who is a big fan of My Little Pony and is male. So they're a brony.
Dressing like a horse.
Yes.
I don't think we've done those stories. I think we skipped. Have we?
I feel like we
probably
have.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, what do you want to know?
I blocked it out. I actually blocked that out.
No, they're My Little Ponies. People like them. Here's the thing. What's the rule? It's Rule 42. I think it's Internet Rule 42, which is, or maybe it's Rule 47, something like that. Whatever there exists, there's pornography of that thing.
Yeah, Rule 34.
Rule 34. Okay.
42 is the answer to everything.
What are these rules?
It's the internet rule that whatever exists, I used to tell a joke about this in my act, which I say, hey, ladies, here's the advantage of being a woman. The thing that you hate most about yourself physically, there's a website devoted to that.
100%.
Like whatever it is, I hate this hunchback. There's a website, hunchbackers.com, where guys are just like going crazy about it. Women don't have that for men. No one's looking at me. Like in the gay community, I'm sure there's like 64 different names for what I am, and they broke it down into different categories. In the woman community, my only word is meh. They have meh and and I'm a meh. That's it. That's what I am. You can't past it.
So how many, all right, so there's not just one type of convention you go to.
No, there are many different types of conventions. We do sci-fi, we do video games.
Why do they book comedy acts at the convention if they're all there to have that singular theme of whatever it is they're into?
Because, I mean, they're there to be entertained. Like, they want to have a good weekend, and we're a great hour show. The Big Bang Theory is one of the biggest shows out there right now. And
that normalized the whole comic book community, wouldn't you say?
That's one of my favorite episode of Big Bang Theory was the pumpkin fucking episode. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
No. Is that one of the lost episodes?
That's when Sheldon was getting into sloshing.
See, it came back.
Oh, really?
Bazinga!
Stop it.
Sorry.
Stop it.
That's what he yelled when he finished.
I hate that show.
Why?
Because it is a look at nerds that will make non-nerds laugh. Like, a joke in the Big Bang Theory is something like, I'm not asking him to give up sex for Halo. I'm asking him to give up sex for Halo 3. Well, you just shouted video games at the screen and expected people to laugh because it sounded dumb.
So if you're actually a Halo fan, you would be insulted by that.
It's not even a joke. It's just words. It's like if I made fun of a football player for playing in the Super Bowl instead of getting laid. It's like, well, that's what he does. He's playing in the Super Bowl. So what we do is we have jokes that nerds will laugh at. Like, this is something that we can all look at and enjoy.
Is it like a nerd test? Like, if you laugh, you're a nerd? And if you don't get it, you're not?
I've been dying to have him say some of his jokes.
Right. I want to know a nerd joke.
Will I get any of them?
Right.
I'll do some material later. I always believed that laughter is a group of people realizing they're safe. Like, you don't laugh when you're in danger. Like, no one's ever laughed in front of a lion. So whenever a group of people laugh, it's like, oh, we all get this. We're all on the same team and no one's going to kill us. How wonderful. So I can go in there and be like, yo, I know we all like this. Here's some jokes.
Legos.
We do have to wrap up in just a little bit. So if you could, what would be like a reference, like a video game reference that your group would laugh at? The Halo thing is a good example. Like, that's just them saying that. But you would say, like, you know, how in depth do you get?
So did you guys see Thor Ragnarok?
Of course I did.
Yeah. Thor was a great movie. It's the latest Thor movie.
Oh, the latest. How many are there?
Who is the actor?
Three.
Chris Hemsworth.
There are three?
And also Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
How are they good?
Are you kidding me? Thor the Dark World sucked, but Thor Ragnarok was amazing. It was directed by the same guy who directed We Live in Shadows. And it's hilarious. And it's Takiki Tawatiti. It's like a New Zealander name. And it's very funny. And they have Led Zeppelin playing.
Are there Thor conventions?
At the Berlin News Agency on Thursdays,
yeah.
I put on my blonde wig and my hammer belt. Mm.
It's called Mjolnir, first off.
That's right.
But one of the jokes that I've been doing that you guys won't understand in a moment is, towards the end of that movie, we see Asgard get destroyed. Like, they destroy the Rainbow Bridge. And I was just sitting there like, where will Mario race his go-karts now?
I see.
See?
Okay. Yes.
So now I'm referencing Mario Kart and everyone kind of sees the connection and all this other stuff. And it's kind of a moment of like, it required you to be deep in the nerd community to get all these things. It's like, oh, we all get this.
Right.
How great.
Fascinating.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know Mario Kart. I know Rainbow Bridge.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know the Rainbow
Bridge. I did a joke similar to that. I said, now that the Rainbow Bridge is gone, how will you all have sex with your pillows? And they asked me to leave, Bill.
I believe that. You're like the guy on the cruise.
Oh yeah, it gets
got tossed.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah, because I took a passenger's pillow into my room. I said, "I'm sorry, I need to borrow." I'm sorry. The waifu pillows just make me laugh. I don't know why. It's my favorite thing.
You've upset our guests.
And even if you talk,
see, it's your favorite thing.
It's my favorite thing.
I don't even like them, but you love them.
I love waifu pillows.
See,
and if you come to my, if you ask my 10-year-old son. And you ask him anything about sexuality, he'll go, my dad said I can be anything I want, but I can't have sex with a pillow.
He doesn't. You don't want him to take
no pillow sex.
You don't want him to take yours?
What's that?
You don't want him to take yours?
It's so gross. Yeah, I don't want him to. Ugh. Could you imagine, Bill? It's shellacked. I'm giving that pillow a shellacking.
But what's the convention you're doing?
Young Republicans.
So, no, this is, I don't know exactly. Great Adventure is having so they do a Summer of Heroes and we honor cops and firefighters. So they brought in this comic book convention.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean Cain is going to, I don't know if he performs. I don't know what he does.
So this is at Six Flags.
It's at Six Flags.
Mm-hmm. He's the host.
Yeah. So I'm going to just do do a sit down with him and someone else and just talk for the crowd. I think they're going to love it.
Yeah. You're going to do a Q&A with the crowd.
I have to do geek study.
Yeah, you got to talk to him.
I got to know about Superman. Like, I can't go in and talk about Robin.
Do it on the next episode.
Bill, do you want me to be
your... Take all your notes next.
I need to take notes.
You want me to be your Cyrano?
Yeah, do you mind?
Put in your headphones.
What do you think? Right in.
I'll just say...
I'll put the IFB in. You just,
Absolutely.
I think that'll work. No, but in all seriousness, I'm going to have questions. I don't watch these movies.
Mm-hmm. Is it on August 4th?
No. I will be there. Is that a subtle way of saying... Yeah, I need room. You gonna say no?
Oh, cool. Yeah, cool.
Oh, you can't make it. Sorry, I do have an event that morning.
That's what I was wondering if it was
10 to 12.
Do you think moved it. Sloshin' lady, like at Halloween, like that's her most exciting time, or do you think she gets a little annoyed that the normies are doing?
I hate that this is your takeaway from my entire interview.
No, the entire thing is about sloshing with a pumpkin. Naked girl in handcuffs with a pumpkin on her head is the only thing.
Were
and the pillows.
Not hoping when you brought that up in the first place that would be our takeaway.
I would imagine
talk about
Nightmare Before Christmas is like her pornography. Right?
Oh yeah, probably. It's probably
just
on the
pumpkin
pillow.
Head guy.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
before I walked in, guys, don't tell the sloshing story. If you want to book us, you can go to plus2comedy.net or you can look us up on Facebook. We're plus2comedy.
Plus2comedy.net.
Yes. Find me at sloshers.com.
Yes. Mm. We do.
Do you think that lady, like if she's sitting at Thanksgiving and they have pumpkin pie, like a single tear falls down? Like she's like, that could have been one of my lovers.
Yeah, it's an American Pie sequel right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Movie idea.
You know what?
Wow.
Yeah. American Pie 4, sloshing. Done. I'm in.
With like an apostrophe instead of the G.
Yeah.
You drop the G. Makes it cooler.
Like when you say
don't
Lego.
Sloshing.
You don't say Legos, you say Lego.
It's Lego, not Legos.
I say Lego.
So is there no plural? There is. It's not like,
it's like sheep.
Fish?
Yeah, sheep. Fish.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You imagine? It's Lego. I have multiple Lego.
Can you look at all the Lego?
I have many Lego
pieces
sets.
Of Lego.
Being pieces upset about Lego. That.
Like look at all those deer. You don't say deers.
But if Lego is like deer? I had no idea. Lego. I never knew that.
If I was a hunter,
did you know that?
I wouldn't be mad if someone said
I was a huge Lego
deer.
Fan as a kid.
Yeah, they do. They get mad.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why do people get
mad
at such stupid stuff?
This is ridiculous.
If you were performing at a hunting lodge and you were like, I hunt deers all the time,
they'd
be like,
throw you out.
Don't,
idiot. But then we would laugh about it together. I'd be like, yeah, I mean, you couldn't
know. No, I don't think they would laugh.
Bill, they would laugh. I get it.
I think we should have Kevin Beadle on. our deer hunting friend. I'll call him. Right?
Sure.
Call Kevin. We should have Kevin Beadle. So he's a deer hunter, but he is a chef.
Okay.
So he creates extravagant meals out of the deer that he hunts.
The deers that he hunts?
Yeah. And for I think sure. you should try out the deer's comment and see if it bombs like the Legos.
Just tell a joke, but say deers. Don't make the joke about the fact that you're saying
just
deers.
Just say the word.
I'll make it work.
It will derail the whole conversation. It's
a good bet.
I think so. I think we'll, yeah.
Especially at the 4-H club.
Well, why are they do deer
like,
stuff?
I feel like they do
they
deer stuff.
They do animal things. Yeah. It's, you know. Do they, it's all related. Don't, we're leaving on a high note. We're talking about language, words, all good, clean conversation. Wait, please. We got to end it right there. Noah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That was great.